Hey there, NFL football fans. This is the lovely Rita Sanchez, aka your Option Football champ for the 2023 NFL season. I'm inviting you to join us for the 2024 Option, where we pick the winning teams for each week's matchups and compete against each other to see whose picks reign supreme. Are you in? Head over to CBS Sports and search for the Option 2024 League, or hit the link in the bio on the Fade Route socials and join today. It's for free. Pick a witty name, some winning teams, and I'll see you out there for week one.
It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I pick our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for this week, D?
All right, I'm going to surprise you. I think Justin Herbert is going to have a nice game over the weekend. If you need a quarterback this week, you can start Herbert against the Panthers with confidence. Number two, I'm going with Waddle. I took the Miami-Buffalo game to be a high-scoring affair on a Thursday night. And number three, I've got Davante Adams. I think he gets a tutty and over 100 yards against the Baltimore Ravens.
Solid. Absolutely solid. I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs.
Really?
Jordan Love is out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody, he's going to need to have a big game so that Malik Willis can run this offense. It's got to go through him. And the Colts are good. The Colts are a good team. But I think Josh Jacobs can do what he needs to do and take care of business. Number two, Jaden Daniels against the Giants. I like Jaden Daniels. I like what he can do. And the Giants defense is proving to be putrid right now. Now, maybe that was a product of the Vikings. We're going to find out. But Jaden Daniels can run. He's got a good arm. We'll see what happens there. And I'm going to take Javonte Williams against the Steelers. Steelers are hard to run at. They're hard to run against. But Sean Payton needs to get this guy going if he wants to open it up for Bo Nix. You have to. Have to. And if he's your bell cow, if he's the guy that you think he is, he needs to show up on Sunday. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, so for red, I disagree with you. I would stay away from Josh Jacobs. I think Malik Willis starting is all you need to know about this. It's going to be tough sledding for Jacobs, who does not catch the ball out of the backfield. He's strictly a running back. Number two, I would take Zamir White. If you have to start this guy, start looking to trade him. Do not see any value here. And number three, Alvin Kamara. I think Dallas will be swarming and ready for him on Sunday.
That's fair. Well, we're going to find out about Josh Jacobs. He's got to be the guy. Like the offense needs to run through him, because Jordan Love is 4-6. Whether that's a soft 4-6 or a hard 4-6, he's still 4-6.
Oh, it's a 4-6, dude. And can't rush him back because he can tear his Achilles.
Absolutely.
You got to let this thing ride out, man.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But now it's ballsy. It's ballsy. They didn't put him on IR. They're not looking to trade for a quarterback. But we'll see. But for now, it's Josh Jacobs' offense. Stay away from Deshaun Watson this weekend. Red light of, I don't know how, like a huge red light on Deshaun Watson. He was so putrid on Sunday that you can't trust him moving forward. And he hasn't looked anywhere close to where he was in Houston. Red light number two for me, Sam Darnold against the Niners. There's a reason why I'm taking Jaden Daniels against the Giants. That defense was soft. Soft. S-A-W-F-T. Soft. The Niners are anything but soft on D. So They'll make him earn it. And I don't know if Sam Darnold is going to earn it against his former team. And then number three, Daniel Jones against the Commies. He just looks... Remember when Sam Darnold said he was seeing ghosts? Daniel Jones looks like he sees dead people. Like, full-on Haley Joel Osment. He's just shot. His body language says it. His throws say it. His decision-making says it. His lack of willingness to turn it upfield and let it rip says it. It's a problem. If you have to start Daniel Jones, you need to reevaluate your quarterback position. Might I interest you in Will Levis? He's not great, but he at least has a passing touchdown. Just throwing that out there. But those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz. And let us know who you got for red lights and green lights.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.